All right, you're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 on the FM, and coming to you on the coast, Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, Rockaway Beach, we've got you at 91.7 FM, and we're streaming online 24/7 at xray.fm. The name of this show is Hello Cruel World. I'm JBJ, thrilled to be with you. We are live from my basement. And we've got a special guest for you. Edna Vasquez is here. We'll be talking to her pretty soon about her new record, Te Esperaba, and some shows. We've also got a ticket giveaway, so keep it locked right there to X-Ray FM, where radio is always yours.
There's a version of me that hangs out in parking lots. In my brain or my subconscious, whatever. He has a car, the hood is popped. Talking to some other me's I don't recognize. Gathered around, staring down at the engine block. My older me's. But this guy, this show off, showing off, kind of rules. He obviously knows a lot about cars. I or the me I most am drives by in the backseat of my parents' car, wondering what it's like to care that much about chrome. Sincerely. I'd like to teach the world to sing. Fuck. Anything.
I sense there's something in the wind that seems like tragedy's at hand. And though I'd like to stand by him, can't shake this feeling that I have. The worst is just around the bend, and does he notice my feelings for him, and will he see how much he means to me? I think it's not to be. Try as I may, it doesn't last. And will we
the north wind blows. That's where you abominable snowman goes. He found his tracks. He was drifting north. Went out somewhere and wandered back and forth. He loves a girl up by the North Pole. He loves a girl with a frozen soul. She like a mummy in a glacier lock. She like a mummy and she is shocked. Way up north by the cold. Finger, cool in her toes. Frozen tear from a bloody eye. No one near to hear me cry.
Michael Hurley here on X-Ray FM, the abominable snowman from the brand new record Broken Homes and Gardens, released posthumously just a month or two ago on No Quarter Records. Before that, Fiona Apple covering Sally's Song from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. That's as much Halloween as you're going to get on this show today. Before that, you heard on brand new music from Jeff Tweedy, Parking Lot. And then we began with Rye Cooter and Taj Mahal, covering Sonny Terry and Brandy McGee. Packing up, getting ready to go. This is Hello Cruel World. It comes to you every Thursday, courtesy of X-Ray FM. I'm excited to have Edna Vasquez here in the studio. Don't forget, later in the program, too, I'll be giving away a pair of tickets to Joshua Josue's Dia de los Muertos concert in at Polaris Hall. That'll be a little later on in the program. Let's hear something from Edna's new record. This is my favorite track, Aires de Mayab. I hope I got this.
las palabras, tan solo basta una mirada para poderte expresar. De Dios eres obra maestra, porque eres tú toda mi vida, sueño hecho realidad. Olvido todos mis problemas con tus hermosos ojos bellos. Compartir tiernos momentos, por siempre te quiero tener. Y es que hace mucho tiempo que yo a ti ya te esperaba, por ti soy diferente el mundo entero, viniste a cambiar, te juro que estando contigo, a mí no me importa nada. Nerviosa con tu risa angelical, reflejas el calor y de la armonía perfecta. Cuando te tengo cerca de mi corazón, todo mi cuerpo pones a temblar. Y te juro, mi amor, que cuando llegaste a mí, ya te esperaba. Mucho tiempo que yo a ti ya te esperaba, porque soy diferente el mundo entero, viniste a cambiar, te juro que estando contigo, a mí no me importa nada. No niego, me pones nervioso con tu risa angelical, reflejas el calor y de la armonía perfecta. Cerca de mi corazón, todo mi cuerpo pones a temblar.
Edna Vasquez, Te Esperaba, the title track from the new record, out now. You can find it at the Edna store, the Pink Martini store. You were telling me all the different places where you can get it. Edna Vasquez, welcome. Bienvenidos.
Hi.
al mundo cruel.
Hola. Al mundo cruel. Aquí estamos. Here we are.
I looked it up. It's been 10 years. The last time you were on the show was
in
2015.
It's true.
Were you in Pink Martini then or todavía no?
No. No.
Wow.
Still not. I joined Pink Martini at the end of November in 2017.
Wow.
Yeah.
So think how much your life has changed in these 10 years since you were on Hello Cruel World last time.
I know.
It's like night and day, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I got seen and heard and, you know, I mean, with all this audience that Pink Martini has out there, I was able to get heard.
You're very honest and upfront on your Instagram about the good and the bad that has come with that. There's moments that are very glamorous, and I see those. I see those on your Instagram. You know, I'm just like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. But also, like, there's a lot. Te cuesta, right? It takes a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Not only the touring life, but and I don't know, just hard to have a stay centered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I find these tours with Pink Martini, a band that's already established, and, you know, I find these tours glamorous compared to me traveling, let's say, with my band, you know, and sleeping in friends' sofas. And, you know what I'm saying? It's like glamorous compared to.
Yeah, there's a photo of you guys swimming like right next to a yacht recently, like
in the Mediterranean in Turkey. Wow.
I was like, wow. Like, I love that for you.
We could have been eaten by a shark. You never know.
Seriously. Wow. Yeah. Anyway, gosh. Yeah. So, just how now with China taking a break for a while, how is that going to change your life even more?
Well, yes.
How are they adjusting to that? What are they going to do going forward?
They've prepared a show called the All Pink Martini All Stars, and basically it's Jimmy Harrod and Edna and Storm Large and Timothy Nishimoto and Ari Shapiro leading, you know, the show, the entire show,
right.
and it's being a new. You know that China and Storm they have their audience. You know they have people who loves
because they've been there since the beginning, right?
Martin.
Yeah, they've
Correct.
Been there the whole time.
30 years, and Storm has several years too. So I don't know, like more than 11, more than 15 years. I don't know.
Yeah,
but I know that now with this proposal of Pink Martini All Stars. And having us all basically singing all the Pink Martini songs in a new context has brought new audiences.
I didn't think about that. You have to learn all that, all the old songs, and you have to start singing those. You do.
Yeah. And Jimmy too, and Ari too. And, you know, we're exchanging the whole repertoire. And that's basically what's happening.
When you found out about this, were there songs you're like, oh, yeah, I want to, can I sing that one? You know, that you've heard China or Storm sing that you're like, I can kill that. You know, I can.
That haven't come for me, you know. But Jimmy, I know that he has favorite songs he'd like to sing.
Yeah.
With me, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how to even like put it out there. I've been singing boleros, you know. I've been singing quizás quizás, and I have my way to do it. I mean, it's very like Mexican folk, and people. I've heard some comments, you know, when they say, wow, she sings Besa de Mucho weird. She sings quizás quizás weird. But, you know, the style is very different from jazz, and that's fine. It's like, but it's people's perception, you know. So I'm never going to make a song the way it is. I'm going to make it my song.
Yeah.
And that's how I'll present it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I agree with them.
I have karaoke on the brain because I just did karaoke this week for my birthday.
Yeah.
But do you do the same thing with karaoke songs?
Of course.
Yeah?
Well, I make them mine.
You like,
you know?
They
I have
become
my own version.
Edna Isada.
Yes.
you Edna-ize the songs. What are some of your go-to songs for karaoke? What are your standards that you always pull out?
I go to weird shit that I would never perform, like since Spanish pop, like Dinorama, and you know, to Soda Stereo, and
what do you sing from Soda Stereo?
¿Cómo se llama la rola? I'll do Gustavo Cerati,
know,
which he's a vocalist from.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll do Aterciopelado from Colombia.
Gosh. That is so cool. We were talking about our not. I was gonna say we were talking about our countries of origin. I'm not from Argentina, but that's I learned to speak Spanish in Argentina. So, Soda Stereo. And it's close to my
Well,
heart.
From Argentina, yeah. Los Gatos, they're amazing. And it was this 70s, 70s and
I'm
80s
not familiar
band.
With them. Do I need to go look them up?
You
Los
need
Gatos?
To.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
They were, you would probably hear the thing that you're hearing something from the Beatles, but this is before the Beatles.
Wow, cool. All right. Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuned in to X-Ray right now, you're listening to Hello, Cruel World. My guest this week is Edna Vasquez. You know, 9 times out of 10, you can find Edna performing around the world with Pink Martini. She just happens to be home for a couple weeks, and she is using that time to promote her new record, Te Esperaba. She's doing a trio of shows to celebrate the record release, starting with November 5th at the Triple Door in Seattle. And then November 6th, which is next Thursday at Mississippi Studios. And then finally in Astoria, November 8th, all with Los Lovers and other cast of people opening, different openers every night, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have Tecla Waterfield in Seattle at the Triple Door. Then we have Mississippi Studios. I'm playing the whole set, but I'm bringing the mariachi band, playing the new stuff, the new mariachi stuff, new mariachi material. I released in, this year, right? This year.
Yeah.
it took me 6 years to get that out.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I think this came out in like April or May.
Yeah.
I want to say. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Because you asked if I've heard it, and I've been listening to it for a while, since before the summer.
Thank you.
Since before the summer.
This is the most Mexican folk I've ever done.
But like, I was also rediscovered a few weeks ago, Canciones a mi Tierra.
Oh, yeah. That was my very, very first EP.
This kind of seems like a sequel to that.
Yes. Yes, yeah. Actually. Yeah. There's two songs, actually, that from that album. Yeah. Yeah. Because I really wanted mariachi arrangements for those and also like banda, old brass band.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't have the money back then. So, you know, now that I had the money, and actually somebody helping me getting the band together over in Sinaloa, which is the north of Mexico, and it's a pretty, pretty hot state, and I don't mean it by the weather, but, narco-wise, and, pretty hot. And what else? Yeah, we came to Portland to record the vocals for all the music already done, and, it was a pain in the butt. In the beep.
It's so great to see you. You have your guitar here. We'd love to hear some canciones en vivo.
Yeah, would you like to hear the song that you just played or a different one?
Edna, whatever you want to play, you feel moved to play today, please play for us.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, I'll sing that song, how it was born originally. I thought about making banda arrangements, all brass with the tuba and horns and. This is Te Esperaba, how it was born, which was a collaboration with my brother, José Manuel, and here it is. Necesito las palabras, tan solo basta una mirada para poderte expresar. De Dios eres obra maestra, porque eres tú toda mi vida, sueño hecho realidad. Olvido todos mis problemas con tus hermosos ojos bellos cuando me ven. Me siento tan afortunada por compartir tiernos momentos, por siempre te quiero tener. Y es que hace mucho tiempo que yo a ti ya te esperaba. Por ti soy diferente, el mundo entero viniste a cambiar. Te juro que estando contigo a mí no me importa nada. No niego, me pones nerviosa con tu risa angelical. Reflejas el calor de la armonía perfecta cuando te tengo cerca de mi corazón. Todo mi cuerpo pones a temblar. Y te juro, mi amor, que cuando llegaste a mí, ya te esperaba. Es que hace mucho tiempo que yo a ti ya te esperaba. Por ti soy diferente, el mundo entero viniste a cambiar. Y te juro que estando contigo a mí no me importa nada. No niego, me pones nervioso con tu risa angelical. Reflejas el calor de la armonía perfecta cuando te tengo cerca de mi corazón. Todo mi cuerpo pones a temblar.
¡Ay! Edna Vázquez, aquí en el estudio del Mundo Cruel, acá en Rayos de X FM en Portland, Oregon.
Yes.
Yeah. Normally we would take a commercial break after this, but this week I have no commercials.
Wow.
So let's just you know what? Let's do the ticket giveaway.
Oh,
I know you're Joshua is a friend of yours.
Yeah. He's great, and I think he's being nominated for a Latin Grammy or something like that.
I did not know that.
Well, I saw him in the Billboard magazine from the Grammys, actually.
That's cool.
In a whole page. So yeah, I guess they're doing really, really, really good.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's awesome.
He's been doing this Dia de los Muertos show every year in
it's
Portland.
True.
This is the third. This is going to be the third one coming up.
That's beautiful.
And we have a pair of tickets to give away for that. Text us at 971-220-5979, or you can email dj@xray.fm. And if the first person to hit our X-ray inbox will win themselves a pair of tickets to go to that show. It's at Polaris Hall, November 2nd. That's coming up. I think Sunday night.
It's coming up. I play that night in Arizona.
You're going to be in Arizona?
Yeah, at Chandler Theater.
Edna, I can't believe that you got to go back on tour before your solo tour.
Yeah.
Wow. That's incredible.
I play solo there.
I'll be honest. I worry about you sometimes.
I worry about myself too.
You're on the roads, like you and there's a couple other people that just tour so much that I just wonder like how they're doing. You know, like I want to call them up and be like, "How are you? Are you okay?
You should, because I want to know too. I want to know. I want to find out if it's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because I think I work a lot, but you know, I'm accustomed to this work because I work with the mariachi band for 18 years, okay? So after the mariachi band, you know, I've been just doing my projects, and I rest. So I'm fine, you know, but I'm dedicated to my music career in a way that I do not feel. I feel ups and downs, you know, and as you can see in my Instagram, I like being really real about that.
Yes.
But I also wonder if anybody else works like that, you know?
I have a question for you, which is I love to travel, but I think it's because my default is to be here working. So then travel is like something special, like a luxury. But when you travel all the time, does coming back home, is that the vacation? Is it like my feelings about traveling somewhere else? Is that how you feel about coming home?
That's right.
You like it's special to you.
Yes, I become a hermit, you know, and that's probably why I got divorced too. They divorced me because it's hard.
It's a hard life.
It's tough. You get here in the least. I want to be like go out and, you know, have a normal life. And that's probably part of our musicianship.
But I also want to call out that even when you're back home, you still do a lot. Like when I see you playing shows or you're like you came on my radio show. I was kind of hoping like maybe she should say no, you know, maybe she should take a break. But when you're home, you still don't do a lot of resting. You still say yes to a lot of things, even when you come back home.
Yeah, I say yes to a lot of things that I really, really feel like doing. You know, I remained honest about that. Just as like all these ambiguous genres that I decide to record, you know, or present.
Yeah.
I just listen. I'm like, okay, this is what I want to do. This I don't. And
you have always done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember like the first time I heard you was, let me tell you about the first time I ever heard you, which was opening up for Mike Midlow at the piano, piano fort.
Wow.
And you played,
like 20 years ago.
It was a while ago. I remember filming on my phone because I was like, you were playing a lot of traditional Mexican songs. And I was like, oh my gosh, my mom would die. So I filmed it. I remember sending it to my mom. She doesn't remember that now, but like back in the day, like she was like, who is this? But the first time you came to the radio, I was like, I'm so excited. She's going to play, I'm so excited to hear these, traditional Mexican songs and for the audience to hear. And you were like in a completely different, that was the No Passengers. And
yeah,
you were like,
rock band.
I'm Edna Vasquez. I'm a rockero. I'm like, I'm leaving all the traditional stuff in the rearview mirror. Like, I've moved on. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, so like, I really get that you're always have your own thing going and you're always like move on to the next thing.
I think you have to, otherwise you die, you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you become this thing that you don't recognize yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's good because you're keeping it fresh, right? If you just made five albums of all the same stuff, that probably wouldn't fulfill you, you know?
You know, I keep playing the same songs, but they're evolutioning into something else. I mean, now I have Juan Felipe as part of my project, which is called Los Lovers. And he's from Colombia and he's here.
Yeah, he's here.
He doesn't have a microphone, but I'm going to ask him some questions. I mean, you are, you're putting something extra into my songs. And, you know, my songs become this project that's all of you, not just me, you know, but I really love what you bring and the evolution that you're bringing to my songs. And how do you perceive all that? I mean, it's fresh. We all keep in the same frequency about
creating.
When you
called me, I didn't know what to expect in terms of music. I had no idea what I was getting myself into.
How long have you been playing together, the two of you?
Not long
ago. We've known each other for a while, but it's only now that we got close.
Probably like 3 months ago or four?
No,
or
a little more?
Yeah.
We started preparing for the show in Dallas.
Oh, yes, it's true.
We did something little in Seattle. So, yeah, it's been...
I brought Juan Felipe for Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, nice.
In Dallas.
Yeah, that was great. That was a great experience.
With Jeff Tysik conducting.
Oh, okay.
My original songs that he orchestrated with the symphony, originally with the Oregon Symphony, but now, you know, that's another facet that I'm doing. So, see, like, there's no time for stopping. There are all these facets that you have to explore. At least that's for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I keep it fresh, and I feel energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm ADHD too. That might explain why all this hyperactivity, but...
To answer to your question, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and then this repertoire of this fusion of alternative rock with folk, Latin American folk from all over the place. There's a Mexican folk, there's Argentinian folk, there's Colombian folk, there's Venezuelan, anything you can imagine. And the fusion it's very well done. And when we start like adding our own stuff, and it just takes this shape of something I haven't heard before. There are a lot of bands out there making the fusion between folk and rock and alternative, but this is something else that it's very nice, and it's very hard to play also. you really need to share this stuff before you go on stage.
So, and yeah, you I'm have a major happy. In jazz, right?
I do, yeah.
And you mix all these different facets from you, and that's how we make this soup of something else, you know? That's where the nice, fun projects...
There's something that gives you an edge. It's that when it comes to Latin American folklore, there are many songs that are well known between all our countries, right? There's Venezuelan songs that are folk tunes that we all know. Same with Mexican songs, Peruvian songs, and so on. And I realized one day that we don't learn those songs by like transcribing them or listening to the songs on the radio. We learn those songs by listening to other people playing them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't learn like one version. Like there's no official version, there's just so many interpretations, and sometimes you don't even know what's the original, where's the one everyone is basing their versions from. So it's this mixture of oral tradition through the technology of recording albums. It's very interesting, and that's how I came to understand and play folk music. It's that oral tradition. It's just seeing other people playing it. At least that was for me.
Jose Felipe from Los Lovers. Jose is in Edna's band. Juan Felipe, I'm so sorry. Juan Felipe de Los Lovers. Edna's band, they will be playing next Thursday at Mississippi Studios, and also the night before in Seattle at the Triple Door, and then Saturday night, the 8th, Astoria. In Astoria at the Liberty Theater. Edna, will you play us another song?
I'm not prepared. Would you like to play some...
Let me play Iris...
I think you should... Yes, that's your favorite song.
Yeah.
Cantos mil de mi vaquería, albarradas blancas, brocal de los pozos, casitas de paja de la tierra mía. Albarradas blancas, brocal de los pozos, casitas de paja de la tierra mía. A ganar lugar, que hoy en la noche y mañana ahí te tenemos que zapatear. Saca tu terno bonito y tu cinta colorada. Quiero que estés bien peinada cuando bailes el torito.
Thank you. Zapato de raso bordado de seda te voy a comprar. Va a ser más gracioso, más lindo tu paso y será más ágil para guachapear. Ay, ay.
Arres de Mayab from the new Edna Vasquez record Te Esperaba. What is, I'm guessing Mayab is a place somewhere, right?
Yes. Mayab is the Mayan Riviera in the south of Mexico, which is Yucatan, Merida, all that region. So Aires del Mayab, it's an air of that area. Yeah. That's basically what the song talks about, the beauty of the culture there, which is pretty similar to most of all of Mexico's culture, you know, which is the charreada, the bulls fight. Not killing the bulls, but we have a different, you know, folk thing going on. Which, you know, I have a little trouble comprehending as well as a Mexican, you know, first generation. But, you know, my parents, I grew up with this music from my parents, and this album, it's a tribute to my parents. So now I got it out of my chest, and, you know, finally. And the album, I wanted to bring it out with the same air as that time where I grew up. So this album has like 70s and 80s
arrangements
originally, like very antiquated arrangements, which, you know, when I was trying to make the album, there were people that I contacted, you know, that knew about the folk. And they said, well, you should have all these modern elements and stuff. And I'm like, no, that's not what I'm looking for. And, you know, I went through like four people until I said, no, I'm producing this album myself. And so I did the old way, old school, just like I wanted to hear it, you know. And I got it out of my chest, and still not perfect as I wanted it, you know, whatever.
Maybe that's what the next album is for.
The next album's never going to be perfect.
Yeah, I guess it's always we're human, right? So we do our best. All you can do is your best, Edna, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Are you hard on yourself?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. I like being hard on myself. And, you know, being trying to perfection as you are imagining what you're bringing out, it's probably never completely as you would imagine the music. At least that's what I'm finding out. And we all have this perception of like being perfectionist is a bad thing, but I like it. You know, I'm looking for certain thing, and you can judge me all you want, but, you know, if it's not how I envision that, then I'm never going to be satisfied. And that's beyond you thinking, you know, that I'm hard on myself or like perfectioning, you know, this. But it's also true. So it's a paradox. I'm fine with that.
I'm the same way. I was just going to say that I'm hard on myself, and I like things to be as perfect as possible, but I also am more kind to myself too.
Yeah.
Than I used to be. So I don't get as upset if
Totally.
I'm able to let things slide that maybe I wasn't able to let slide, you know, 20 years ago or something.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. I'm in the same page, probably. Yeah. But it has caused me people, you know, leaving me or all of that. Yeah. And that's part of who you are, too.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited for you. I'm excited that you get to take some time to, like, put this record out and celebrate it.
Yeah.
Before you go back on the road again.
Which is the first week of December.
Oh, my gosh. And where are you going? Where's that tour going
to
take
you? We're going to California with Pink Martini. And then, you know, I get to rest in the middle of December. And I think I'm getting a rest so I can go attend my teeth, because that's also another thing, you know. Yeah, well, I'm not going to be here telling you what I have in my teeth. Like, I have periodontitis and I need to fix my teeth and, you know.
I have a cleaning schedule for January. But I'm just telling you that so we're on the same page.
Oh,
but
that's great.
But your work is going to be a lot more than my cleaning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But at least you know that, yes, there's someone else in the room that also needs to go to the dentist soon. I keep putting it off.
Yeah. And health is precious, you know?
Yeah, you need to take care of yourself. It comes back to what we were saying. Like, it's hard on the road. How are you able to take care of yourself?
I've canceled a lot of shows, and it's a shame, you know? Yeah. But like you're saying, we have to be kind to ourselves and kind of like measure, you know, the effect that it's causing on other people too.
Right.
By you missing those shows.
Right. Well, how about we close with a Soda Stereo song?
Yeah.
How about we close with your karaoke favorite?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right, this is Juego de Seducción from Nada Personal. Soda Stereo, Argentine band. We'll be right back. X-Ray listeners, thank you so much for tuning in today to Hello Queer World. Thank you, Edna. Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, JB.
And
thank you, Juan.
We'll see you next week.
You like a glove. I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. I wanna be the only one that you want more. I wanna be the only one knocking down your door. I wanna be the only one that you're going for. I wanna be the only one that makes it rock and roll. I wanna be the only one, be the only one, be the only one. Well, I can't sit still, my head's in the world. You know I wanna be the only one that you know.
Turned a blind eye. I kept my hands over my ears. I didn't stop to talk about it. Talk about it. And now you're never coming back. 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 Coming back and now you're never coming back. Now you're never coming back and now you're never coming back. Never coming back. Counting one day to the next before I can take a stand. It was too late.
Welcome back. You're never coming back. Well, you've come back to the old show where I, DJ Chancy Chance, bring you some new songs, tell you about some shows coming to town. We listen to bangers for 2 hours every Thursday from 4 to 6, and that's what we're doing today. Shout out to JBJ. Excellent show, as always. Some fun tracks he played, and you can find them all on xray.fm. When you click the playlist, you can see what songs are coming up or have just been played, listen to old shows, all that fun stuff. But let me remind you that, of course, you're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem. No, I'm sorry, Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours. Now that we got that out of the way, America, we're going to step straight into banger country. And we're going to start with this track from Loving off their album, If I Am Only My Thoughts. The song is called Visions. And here it is. Welcome to your good day.
I've got a vision so clear in my head. It's a strange kind of prison. It is and it isn't. It's the life that I'm bound to live without ever knowing why. It's the beauty of the morning. It's the soft line of your thigh. It's the day that I found your note as I walked along the shore. I read the lines you wrote, left hidden in my coat.